you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast features Dr. Mina called in, scolded us, and also gave us some good information. Mainly scolded us.
That's redundant.
Yeah, it is.
That's part of her gig, is to scold us.
Richard Reese with us. Richard and a bunch of guys we know are having a charity event. What night is this?
Thursday night.
Laughs for Love.
Laughs for
Laughs
Life.
For life.
Laughs for Life. Yeah. All the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society.
BuddyBoneOmaha.com, yeah. Thursday night, Richard Reese.
Through Who Relay else? For yeah. Life chapter.
The usual
okay,
gang.
It's fighting cancer. I thought it was specifically comedy cancer.
and, no, they wouldn't not, be there.
Well, it depends on who's on stage.
Right. I was not aware of the proliferation
if
of
Nick's
comedy
up there.
They cut out Nick. Cut him out. So, the usual suspects, you and Nick.
Me, Austin. Heather Jones, Austin Anderson, Dusty Stell, Chris Covey.
Cool.
Usual suspects.
All right. BunnyBoneOmaha.com, Thursday night. Richard with us this morning. He tweets at Richard Tweese. He's an astronaut now.
I am. I'm filming a special this summer at the Air and Space Museum.
Which one?
In Ashland.
Oh, and the one here.
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was the one in D.C. recently. That's why I thought it was really cool.
Not in D.C. That would be
awesome.
You're
doing it? You're going to film? Are you going to do a comedy special right there?
Yeah, August 10th.
With the planes behind you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Planes, spaceships, all that cool stuff.
Excellent. How'd you get the go-ahead?
Well.
Because you're not totally a clean comedian.
I'm cleaner than
yeah, you're
I used
clean.
To be.
Okay. I'm just saying, this is it's a cool place. Those planes are... I love that.
I ran it by them, and they dug it. And I actually just wanted to rent the place.
Yeah.
And they was like, no, this is cool. We'll just put it on ourselves. So
excellent.
It's on their website.
We'll talk a lot about that when we get closer then.
Cool.
When is it?
August 10th.
Okay. What are you calling it?
I
want to be an astronaut.
It's called Project Shadow Glitch. It's got a whole nother side thing to
it. Yep. All right, cool.
Lee Majors, it's his birthday today.
Go outside that one in D.C. I was at, not the one in outside. It shows there's the full space shuttles in there.
Yeah, they got the show. I think they got a Saturn V rocket out there.
Yeah, they do. It's amazing.
Smithsonian? Air and Space?
No, the one outside.
It's called Air and Space.
Air and Space. It's outside of D.C. We went to that one, and that has a full-size, the actual space shuttle in there.
Can you actually go up and touch it? Or?
No, you can get close to it, but I couldn't believe how big it was. Yeah. I never thought it was that big. I mean, it's crazy.
Nah, it's just a glider, too.
it's amazing how
dead
huge it is.
Dead stick all the way down.
Right. Huge. Touch it. Go ahead.
I forget what I was saying.
Yeah, so
birthday. It was birthday. Lee Majors. You remember him.
$6 million man.
You don't see much of him anymore, except for he made a
rebuild him.
Commercial.
Is he okay?
He did, didn't he? Or he was the voice his action figure.
I'm always
on the car commercial.
I'm always curious if him and Ryan.
Vera?
No, Ryan made up. Why am I showing his name?
Ryan O'Neill.
Ryan O'Neill made up because they were best friends. And he had to go do a movie, and he said, do me a favor and watch over Farrah. And he did. And he banged her and married her. So I was always wondering if they actually ever made up. I mean, all these years later, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Farrah Fawcett was the most wanted woman in the world. Obviously, so did Ryan O'Neill.
And now
How old is Lee Majors?
Well, that's what you're supposed to guess.
I know we're playing who's older.
Oh, we're not.
Discussing Lee Majors.
Right, discussing Lee Majors. He's now shopping an Andy Warhol portrait of Farrah Fawcett that he said he would never part with.
Probably needs the cash. Yeah.
He wants $20 million.
It's cool looking.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Lee Majors is 80.
Okay.
We have the technology.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you know him best as... What was his character in the... Heath.
$6 million was a lot of money back then.
Heath in the Big Valley.
It sounds funny now, doesn't it?
$6
million. $6 million.
Yeah. It was worth even more in the days of the Big Valley.
Right.
Make my version a $12 dude.
Yeah. $12 yeah. dude.
That's still on one of those digital tiers. It's called...
is that your hooking name? $12 yeah, dude. Right.
$12 dude.
Whatever, the black and white TV. You know, like channel 7.2.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Big Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can still catch the Big Valley. I forgot he was on that.
But he was huge, a $6 million man, man. That's right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And like you said.
Great sound effects, too.
It was just a dude. It was a $12 dude. It was going.
Iowa, very close to being the next state to legalize sports betting.
We are. I thought you were going to say something else.
We are right across the border from Iowa, and we thank you every day for giving us some light in the Midwest when you legalize things. You're the first to do gay marriage, and the whole country went away. They did gambling years ago. We're too good for that, except we got Keno. And
now the lottery.
And they hit the lot. Well, we have the lottery now,
too. Powerball.
We have that. Oh, yeah, we got that. Yeah. Yeah.
But not gambling.
But not gambling. Now sports gambling.
Bingo. But not gambling.
Yeah. Not just sports gambling. Daily fantasy sports wagering as well.
Now, once again.
As well as if our wagering phones, on professional sporting events.
We won't be able to do that on our phones because we're.
Yeah. They it do can tell
GPS,
that you're
right.
in the state that you're in.
Right. Can you just drive over?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, probably. I mean, will you be able to drive over and sit in the parking lot somewhere in Iowa, which is right there, it's basically going across town, and pick your fantasy football bets and drive back?
Probably.
As I understand it.
Yeah.
How lame is that?
Not.
But you know what?
Well, I mean, not for Iowa.
No, Iowa's cool. They're going to get all the money.
That's not lame at all for Iowa.
No, for Iowa, it's cool.
Well, it's kind of lame to drive to a casino, sit in the parking lot and gamble.
Rich makes a point.
There'll be people doing that, though.
Yeah.
If you can play these, you know, you play online, play on your
phone.
Tables
are kind of slow, but the parking lot's full.
Everybody's in the parking lot. Yeah. Well, it would be the easiest place to park. It's just, you can, as soon as you get across the river, if you're not from this area, that's the easiest place to park.
It really is, depending on which way you go. You know, I mean, it's just right there.
Sit in Cabela's and say, okay.
Right, you don't have to park at the casino necessarily.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
but once again, once you're
but depending on which way you get over there, it's right there.
Yeah, it's all highway. You're just going to, that's where you're going
to
park.
Yeah. But if the lot's full, then you go to the Bass Pro. Mm.
Right. Yes, that's true. So the measure is sitting on the desk of the governor.
Is she for it?
I haven't heard.
Yeah, I don't know which way.
Because it's passed the House and the Senate.
Yes, it has.
And I haven't heard which way that she is leaning.
And earlier, we couldn't even figure out what her name was.
Kim Reynolds.
Very good.
We should
know
that. We
figured out the Kim part.
We should know that.
We didn't get
we're
to the Reynolds
part. We're busy
calling
our governor a douchebag so much, we should worry about other governors. And we're on in Iowa. Basically, right. They can hear us. All over the place in
See,
Iowa.
See, if you can't be in a cool state, the best thing you can have is a cool neighbor.
And be real close to it.
Yeah.
And we're pretty close.
I mean, Kansas has Colorado, but unfortunately, most of Kansas's population is in eastern
towards
Kansas.
Missouri, right,
and it's a long way to Colorado, but still they have a cool neighbor. So we're hoping
this
Iowa can be our cool neighbor. They will legalize sports gambling, and they will be the first one in and around this area. Maybe Minnesota will beat them to it, but they will be the first upper Midwest state to legalize weed.
Yeah.
Yes, they will.
I agree.
And legalized recreational, they got two over there. They should.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, you know what they're going to do, too? Hopefully, so you can go across the street eventually here. Hopefully, if the governor passes, says it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have enough to override or veto?
I don't know.
Okay.
So
you will be able to go over to the boats. Not the boats anymore. They're actually just casinos.
Yeah.
You go over there and you be able to bet on games right there?
Yeah.
That's going to be kick ass in football. Man. They better get that done before the NFL kicks in.
But you couldn't do that. You could get in a boat and pull right up to the casino
your
and get
own
your cell phone out.
No, I'm talking about going into a sports,
like a sports book.
Right, like,
yeah,
like in Vegas.
Vegas sports book.
I'd even go over for that. I don't gamble much, but I would go over and sit in a sports book.
I would imagine it would
be
evolve
fun, man.
Into something like that eventually. They would make room for that.
Thank
or,
you,
or
Iowa.
Or renovate.
Thank you, Iowa.
And they're looking at it in Colorado.
By the way.
The same thing.
And they will have like a, it'll be 75% Nebraska plates.
Oh, of course.
Giving their money right to Iowa.
Because I do like we're the idea better than that. Of going in your own boat. Just gambling in your own boat.
You'll be on that side of the river, though. The GPS will pick you up.
Yeah,
you have your own boat. You invite guys on the boat with their phones. And you get a little vig from
a little,
that. You know?
Gambling party.
Right.
I would get like a build like a mini steamboat.
Oh, yeah, you would. I wouldn't get on that, though.
Oh, you would.
You get somebody else to do it, build it for you.
In Colorado, they got a bill that would allow this moving forward in the state legislature as well.
Oh, for sports gambling?
Yeah. Now, in Iowa, it's on the governor's desk.
Yes.
In Colorado, they're just starting to get around to think about it.
If you're in Iowa, you know, follow Iowa politics better than we do. Please help us out with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I've read
like
up, but
I'd like to know if the governor's going to sign this.
I really don't get an indication of which way she happens to be leaning. What chances?
If they both
this
pass it,
has.
You think that she will.
You would think. And I don't know if the House and Senate are majority Republican or
well, it doesn't really matter because they've actually passed, you know, they passed gambling originally with both. They, you know, they're represented by both parties in that state. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They have Democrats and Republicans.
They're a little, put a little bipartisan there.
Put some bookies out of work.
Yeah. Yep. And we don't care. Bookies are still, yeah, we don't care.
New study says that skipping breakfast can be a killer. Researchers found that people who skip breakfast every day had a nearly 90% higher risk of heart-related death compared to people who ate breakfast every day. Some
I don't know
health
how people,
problems.
I'm hungry every time I wake up. I don't eat real late at night, but when I wake up, I'm hungry, no matter what day it is.
Oh, yeah. I'll attest
but
to
I know
that.
People that don't eat breakfast.
If I don't have any breakfast, I'm usually flatlining by 7 o'clock. Somebody has to come and revive me.
Some of the health problems associated with not eating breakfast include but are not limited to higher blood pressure, higher levels of cholesterol, and overeating later in the day.
Plus, you need energy, and food is fuel.
Mm-hmm. And I've always read that you should consume more calories earlier in the day than later in the day,
because
you're really not burning them off, you know, once you start settling in for the evening.
That's my problem. I eat a lot real late at night.
Yeah, yeah. You're fine. You look great, Richard.
That may be the munchies.
Yeah.
That could be it.
That's my diagnosis.
In Nick's garage.
4 a.m. making a lobster. I'm surprised they don't have a stoner cooking show.
Yeah, they should.
They need one.
They
well,
should.
That's all of them.
But just call it that.
That'd be redundant.
Yeah.
Right. When you get home late at night, you make a lobster at 3:30.
It airs at 3 a.m.
Right. It airs then, too.
Then you get to watching it, and you forget what you got going on on the stove. And
get a bag of chips with you anyway. Oh, yeah, you forget that.
Next thing you know, the kitchen's on fire.
Yeah. All because you want something to eat.
Yeah, I think you should nuke stuff when you're high.
Right.
Really.
That steak they're making looks a lot like a bowl of
cereal. Yeah, whatever you do, don't put a cast iron skillet full of oil on the stove when you're stoned.
Yeah. You did that, right?
Yeah, and the World Series is going on in the next room because you tend to get lost in the World Series. And the next thing you know, the hood over the stove is on fire.
Yeah, or I've cooked the pizza till it looks like a cookie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I'm going to eat that still.
Yeah. But at least that's not a fire hazard. You don't have a pan full of boiling oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tossing up an 8-foot flame.
No, I had a buddy of mine almost burned his, it was his in-laws. Him and his wife were in town to visit them. He was younger. He got married pretty young. She's probably in his late 20s at the time. And they were at the house, and he got back all high and drunk, threw a pizza in. In-laws are sleeping up. It's their house, too, the in-laws' house. And forgot that little cardboard part at the bottom. And it caught on fire. Yeah. He almost burned his in-laws' house down.
Oh, man.
He was going to eat that cardboard, too. If you cook it just right, that cardboard's pretty good when you're stoned.
Good choice for a son-in-law, hon.
That's thin crust cardboard.
Exactly. I think microwaves have saved a lot of houses, I really
tastes great at 4 a.m.
Right.
Other breakfast-skipping downsides tied to higher heart disease include being overweight, drinking heavily, smoking, and being physically inactive.
Man, there's too many rules.
I just have breakfast.
I know.
Jeez.
These aren't rules. These
I know.
Just, consequences.
I know.
Consequences Studied of not having rules.
Consequences.
You and your no rule
well,
having.
It starts your metabolism up, too. And you need to have that moving as soon as early as possible.
Well, one of the concerns that we have had with the vaping, a new survey.
Smoking is for losers. Vaping is for douchebags.
Yeah, it's just
not weed.
Vaping the nicotine or yeah. vaping the cannabis oil.
Well, this is, we're talking about nicotine here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Many
yeah,
teens say cannabis, that they regularly fun. Use e-cigarettes. Many also say that they only vaped nicotine-free products.
The juice.
However, urine tests for a marker of nicotine came up positive 40% of the time in the people who said that they only vaped nicotine-free products.
Are they lying, or is it still showing up and the companies are lying?
Are they being misled?
Which ones are lying?
They are just wrong. No one is lying. Got they it. Are wrong.
It's not it's never nicotine free. You mean
it can be, so but the kids don't know what they're getting.
They're lying. They right. don't know what they're smoking.
They're,
right.
they're not lying. They're right. just wrong.
Wrong.
They, they assume that the nicotine, the juice they have, has no nicotine in it.
Sometimes yes.
Yeah.
And you can get it without nicotine,
right? Because it comes.
But
in,
it's rare.
It comes in various forms, but most of what they sell has nicotine in it.
Yes. And of the kids, of the teenagers who in this survey who thought that they were not getting nicotine with their vaping, 40% were wrong.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
You know, I grew up in a house full of smokers, so that was enough, right?
So
there.
Kind yeah, of. I never did either.
No,
both
no.
my parents smoked,
yeah,
and
kinda,
I never smoked. I never smoked cigarettes.
I tried it, but I was like, nah, you know, I've lived with this my whole life.
Yeah.
So I'm
I think it's what turned me off. But that's not the stats. If you do live in a house where your parents smoked, you're more likely
more
to
likely
smoke.
To really? Smoke.
Yeah, that's yeah. actually the stats are that way.
I just never did.
None of my
for me.
Yeah, my both my parents smoked, but my dad's quit years ago. But it killed my mom, but. My sisters and I have never smoked cigarettes. You know.
Even with how cool your dad looked doing it?
No, just didn't. I was turned off from smoking cigarettes. All my buds back in the day, you know, hanging out. At that time, a period of time, everybody smoked.
Yeah,
they all smoked.
Never even a thought to me.
Days of Confused, they were all smoking cigarettes. You know.
Yeah. I remember being seven, just right. like your parents run out of the room and you take a quick drag.
Well, I never touched
them. Oh, I did
them.
That all the time, yeah. but it didn't. Yeah. Never did nothing yeah. for me, yeah. really.
Yeah, I grew up in a house full of pot smokers. A bunch of beatniks. Mom and dad and all their beatnik friends
so that's
come
why
over.
That's why you started smoking dope,
yeah,
right?
With their beatnik poetry nights.
Mm. Little Todd's going to go
Your dad never
radio.
Smoked cigarettes, did he?
Never.
Yeah, never, yeah.
No.
Weed? Do you smoke a lot of weed?
No, he's a preacher. He didn't
Not
smoke
a lot. Weed.
No. no.
no.
I love that.
Some would say none.
And when he found Craig's, he smoked it.
Yeah. He wouldn't have known what to do with
no,
it.
No, he wouldn't have.
Is he taking it up now in his older age?
He should.
We,
I think
yeah,
he should.
Yeah.
I don't think he should.
It could probably bring you two closer together.
We're fine.
When you get to a certain
age. Was it he or your
good
mom?
Stuff, he might see God, man.
That discovered the stash underneath the couch.
I don't know.
In the Frisbee.
I have no idea.
Was it a Frisbee or an album cover?
It was a Frisbee.
All right.
How do you stash something in a Frisbee?
Turn it over.
It's like
Put
a tray.
It under a couch.
Yeah. Oh. And if you turn it over,
upside down, it makes a little tray.
I got you. Okay. I'm like, how did you get it in the Frisbee?
No. Into the tray. It's laid in there. Right.
Wait till you leave to see to get high. How do you get it in
right.
the Frisbee?
You turn it over.
It's kind of like a dish.
Right. It's a dish. You turn
what,
it over.
Your Frisbee doesn't have a hidden compartment, Richard? Come on.
No, Richard grew up in the era where there was no stems and seeds.
Still, though, he didn't know how it even laid in a Frisbee. He didn't even know how it laid in a Frisbee.
Because you would use the Frisbee to separate stems and seeds from the bud, and we don't have to do that anymore.
Okay. I got what you're
so
saying.
So Craig slid underneath a couch he had in the basement, and then he came down and it was missing. So somebody found it.
Well, the right. couch was missing.
Oh,
damn.
Did they sell the couch? I thought yeah. mom was just vacuuming.
No,
or something.
No. They switched out the couch completely.
So it could still be there.
And you can't ask where the weed was.
No, because it went from a couch that had a little flap at the bottom.
Right. Y'all remember those, yep.
To one that did not have a flap at the bottom.
Oh, so there's nothing there.
So, yeah, there was, no, I mean, it
so
was.
They had to see it.
It was a stunner. And you walk downstairs and you go, oh.
They took the bar.
Oh.
They took the Frisbee.
And you couldn't blame your sister?
Oh, it never came up for some reason. I think everybody just knew what was up.
Were you just afraid?
I was just waiting for the
hammer
to fall.
You thought the shoe was going to drop eventually. Yeah, the hammer to fall. You were just waiting for somebody to say something.
And they did. Yeah, which may have been worse.
Yeah.
Oh, there was no.
They were brilliant, making you wait.
That no one ever said anything.
Right. To this day.
To this day.
No one said anything?
No. Tyler tried to start some crap last time Dad was here.
Did I really? Did I ask him?
Yeah.
I just got a message from my buddy Jason that said Bon Appetit is a cooking show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I've been told about that one. It's on Hulu.
And there's one on Viceland, apparently, too, if you have the Viceland channel.
So did your parents just think you were already too far gone to save, Craig? Was that the deal? They just found out?
Or did they just
want to ask your dad that? I'm sorry.
I think it was, what's the point?
Right, we're going to make him sweat for 30 years.
My mom found a bag of weed of mine, and I remember like...
I remember that.
I remember like 15 years later, I couldn't score, so I was calling her to see if she still had it.
She probably didn't think that was as funny as you did.
A lot of times we call your mom when we can't score either.
You guys are jerks.
I'm sorry.
Jerks. You really cheated on
me. You did. You put the right it was right there.
I know.
You're high in the strike zone. I'm sorry. Man.
Turned on it and it's gone.
Sorry, Mom.
Good night.
I'm sorry, Mom.
He's not.
Richard Reese and his mom. We'll be back here in a second.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.